May 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, each person needs to be responsible for his own physical well-being by eating properly, exercising, in general, taking care of himself. The same is true of each soul's spiritual well-being. He needs a diet of prayer seasoned with sacrifice. If the soul neglects this diet, he grows farther and farther away from me, the source of all good. These days there is much disregard for the spirituality that each soul needs to tend to. The soul becomes starved for the nourishment of prayer and sacrifice. This disease of the soul receives little attention the more it is starved. Soon the soul is far distant from obeying my commandments or pleasing me. I speak this way today to awaken hearts as to their spiritual journey. It is only through free will choices that the soul can become and remain spiritually healthy. In this call to spiritual well-being, recognize that the soul that is not spiritually healthy is susceptible to disease, just as an unhealthy body is. These diseases are anything that discourages daily prayer and sacrifices. The soul must pray to identify and recognize these negative influences. If he prays with a sincere desire for enlightenment, I will assist the soul in enlightenment. I am always on the side of the welfare of each soul. Pray for my guidance. You are never alone in any spiritual battle. A note is given to read Psalm 139, 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Another note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.